This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, because y'all owe me a new
Please
order.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience. We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geekflood Client Care. This is Carmine speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Carmine. This is Drew with XPO. I have an FMS number for you.
All right, go ahead.
770-39612.
Okay, give me one moment to get that pulled up, please. All righty, can you confirm for me the customer's name and address?
That is John Lockpin Bowie at 175 Quincy Shore Drive, apartment B24, Quincy, Mass. 02171.
Perfect. And I have 617-828-3268 for the customer's phone number?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. How can I help you with this order today?
So with this order, this ticket needs to be canceled out, and I need a brand new ticket made. Because he called to inform that this is the second time he's gotten the confirmation call that, and the address has been incorrect. He went into Best Buy last week and had it recorrected, but when it transferred over, we still have the incorrect address. Okay. So I need a new ticket. I need a new service order made with the correct address.
Okay. And this was scheduled for tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. And when we update the address on this order, are you still able to...
I cannot see him tomorrow. I've already informed him that he would have to reschedule, and the next available date would be next Thursday.
Okay.
And he has accepted that date.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
And I have the correct address whenever you're ready for it.
Okay, perfect. What's the address?
It is 420 John Mayer, Mahar Highway, Unit 404, Braintree, Mass. 02184.
And you said 404 was the unit number?
Yes. That's the incorrect.
All right. And you're saying it's not reflecting the new address on your end? Because it does show it on this FMS and in our order manage.
It's not showing it on our end.
No? Okay. Yeah. I see it here. That's weird. Maybe it never transferred over. Let me see. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold so I can see what I need to do on this one?
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Because y'all are useless as hell anyway. Huh? Yeah, if he just wants a delivery, he'll just tell the technicians then that he only wants delivery. So what you'll have to tell him is that if he wants delivery and installation at the same time, that we could schedule for May 6th and that we would be able, that we can reach out and see if there's another date that we could get him in. Damn, I need to call Olive Garden. See if I can't make a reservation.
okay, thank you so much for holding. I got a hold of the customer, just confirming some stuff with them. But I can, did you need a breeze code for this one?
I don't need a breeze code. I need a new job. I need a new ticket number.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel this order and recreate it, and then it'll show up.
Okay, please don't actually, please don't do a job copy, because that's the issue, because I was looking over the notes at the last order, and it literally said that this new job ticket was created as a copy of this previous job. So if you could
I'm canceled, because I don't have access to doing anything like that. I can cancel the order and recreate it for them.
Okay. Is there any way I can hang on the line and then get that new external number from you?
Yeah, absolutely. I just didn't know if you needed to move on to the next order or something, but you can definitely stay on the line.
No, I need that. I need that new job number so I can get everything assigned and everything and reach back out to the customer, because I told him I'd reach out when I got done.
Okay. No worries. Yeah, I have them on the other line, so I'll put you on hold and once I get that created, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, because whoever these two people in can wait another 45 seconds for me to get this damn job number. What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the last four and the last night? What's the social? Do you have the social? What's the social? Because $5, I can tell you exactly why. Telelinen. Did you say when she received the letter? And she's already done her weekly certification for last week, for this week. And see, I'm not saying anything. What's the date of birth? Mother's maiden name? I'm not seeing any new letters from any time before after January. I know we've got three in the queue, but I'm trying to deal with this real fast. Bless you. Odds are they're all confirmation calls.
Okay, thank you very much for holding. I apologize for that long wait. I have successfully recreated that order. Let me go ahead and get you the FMS number for that, okay?
I don't need the FMS. I need the external number.
The order number? Because I have two numbers that I can give you. The order number, which is a 112, or an FMS.
There should be a third number that starts with 07.
Oh. Okay, let me see. I'm loading up FMS right now. Okay, 0796 E. D as in dog, C as in Charlie, 8.
So that's 0796 Echo Delta Charlie 8.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And you did get that rescheduled for next Thursday?
Yes, I have next Thursday the 14th from 7 to 1. And then right. I just want to verify the address is showing on your end.
Yes, it is. Thank
Perfect.
You so much.
You're
and you said your name is Carmia or Carmen?
Carmine, yeah. So K-A-M-I-N.
Okay. So I'm going to get that notated on both orders.
Perfect.
Control Z, save and close. And then you said you already got this other order closed out. Let me go ahead and refresh this. Yes, I got that. All right, let me just go ahead and... All right. Thank you so much, Carmia. Carmen,
yeah,
I appreciate
welcome.
It so much. You've been such a great help. And did you let the customer know already?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I had him on the other line, had him confirm, and I let him know that I would confirm with you that the address was correct as well.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you again for calling in. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.